The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
News out this morning from European Green Transition. Jack Kelly joins us now to tell us more about it. Jack, good morning to you.
Yeah, thanks, Alistair. So yeah, European Green Transition, we've successfully entered into an option to sell our Pajala copper project in northern Sweden to RMC, so Recovery Metals Cyprus. This is a Cypriot-based company, and they're looking to develop a European portfolio of high-potential copper and gold projects, really to capitalise on the Critical Raw Materials Act across the EU. So RMC, they currently have three exploration stage projects in Cyprus, and as I said, looking to expand to mining-friendly jurisdictions across Europe and Sweden, where our Pajala project is ideally suited for their expansion. So, you know, their team has expertise in the region around our Pajala asset, and we believe that they'll be good partners to take the project forward. Obviously, copper projects, particularly European-based copper projects, are really interesting at the moment. We've seen that copper has hit all-time highs already this week. So, you know, we see huge potential here. It's an ex-Anglo project. Anglo drilled this project out a number of years back and got some strong copper grading. So we see huge potential. We see RMC as a really good fit to take the project onto the next phase of development. So we're excited by this option.
Now, we've talked before on this platform about the strategy that European Green Transition has been adopting over the past few months. It's quite a deep and well thought out strategy. How does this transaction fit into that strategy? Why is it a positive step for the company?
Yeah, exactly. So just, I suppose, to reiterate our strategy since IPO, you know, we have a exciting portfolio of green economy projects, and but really to monetize our mining projects. So and with that, to also you know, focus our resources on acquiring revenue stage projects across the green economy. So our goal at IPO was to take our exploration projects, bring them through a number of value inflection points, and then look to monetize them through sale or partnership with third parties. So hopefully this option agreement is the first step on the Pajala copper project. I think I mentioned, you know, copper is a really good place to be in at the moment with prices, you know, with the global electrification of society, huge demands for copper. And also there's a number of supply risks from some of the larger copper players. So copper is an attractive proposition at the moment, particularly in Europe. We also have our Ahlstrom rare earth project, which I think we've talked about before. So that's a district scale rare earth system in Europe. It's been designated as a project of national importance in Sweden. And I think crucially, there's currently no active rare earth project, rare earth mine in Europe. And I think we've all seen the impact on you know, the global society and the battle for rare earths over the last month or two. I think we've seen China put down export restrictions and the I suppose the follow on response from the US government threatened to put 100% tariffs on the back of that. So look, rare earths are critical for the defense industry, for the renewables industry, and also for a number of technological companies. So we're looking to bring our Ahlstrom project sort of through a similar journey and look to monetize that over the near future. And discussions are ongoing with a number of parties, and we hope to have an update on that in due course.
So European Green Transition looking well positioned on a number of levels then. Now let's go back to something you said a moment ago, Jack. You mentioned that you guys are looking to focus on acquiring revenue generating businesses, or a revenue generating business at the very least. So how is this plan progressing?
Yeah, Alistair, look, it's progressing really, really well. I think we've been very clear that since IPO, we're looking to move sort of further downstream and focus on revenue generating businesses, and that's what our focus is on at the moment is bringing that type of business in. You know, ideally, we're looking for something that's in a challenging financial position or distressed. And we can go in and transform the existing business. And I think, you know, our team led by Exec Chairman Cahill Friel has shown Quite a strong track record of acquiring and transforming distressed businesses with hVIVO as an example, and also prior to that Amrit Pharma. So we're looking to replicate that model, use the AIM market to really grow and turn around this business, add on a number of complementary bolt-ons to the down the line. So we're excited by this. I think the initial focus is on the green economy, and there's a number of attractive propositions that we have in our pipeline on that. So and we're also looking at other sectors as well, based on the track record of the team. So we're hugely excited by the potential, and hope to be able to update people in due course.
So lots to look forward to then. Jack Kelly, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.